You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. UW-Madison will be cutting its budget for next year amid federal funding uncertainty. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin announced that schools and colleges would have to reduce their budgets by 5%, and UW's administrative costs will be cut by 7%. Leaders expect some departments could cut their budgets by even more than that, just to give themselves some cushion. This comes after proposals from the federal government that slash money to the UW system, and leaders gave a clearer picture of what those cuts really look like. They say the federal government cutting the reimbursement rate will cost UW-Madison $65 to $130 million. Plus, officials say at least 90 grants and awards have been rescinded or terminated since January. University leaders will be putting together an ad hoc group with people from all over campus, essentially so they can brainstorm how to make this work and how to stay in line with the Wisconsin idea with less money. Meanwhile, we can expect prices to keep rising at the pump as the conflict in the Middle East intensifies. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices rose 12 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state is $3.04 today. This is 1.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 23 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say oil prices have continued to climb over the past week due to Israel and Iran trading attacks. This has caused gasoline prices to rise at the pump at a pace we haven't seen since last summer. Officials continued saying motorists should anticipate a steady climb in prices since the U.S. launched attacks on Iran. The national average is likely to increase another 7 to 15 cents this week. Gas Buddy officials do not expect apocalyptic spikes, so-called influencers on social media are predicting.
Wisconsin officials are assuring residents hospitals are required to provide life-saving abortion care when it's necessary. Under the Trump administration, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services put out a statement that rescinds previous guidance on enforcing the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA. According to Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson, the update to federal guidance will not change the requirement in Wisconsin, and hospitals are still obligated to offer necessary emergency care. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's new leader starts in about a week. Joanne Krulatz shares his perspective as the party will attempt a so-called trifecta in Wisconsin next year.
Newly elected Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Devin Remicker says the loss of jobs informed his experience growing up in Two Rivers.
It sort of left folks that used to have good paying union jobs sort of out in the cold.
In his first interview with C. Hafer News in Manitowoc since being elected DPW chair, Remicker says the party needs to connect with voters in all 72 counties on critical issues such as health care.
In some parts of the state, what access to health care means is there a doctor that's going to be in network for my plan within 2 hours or a hospital within an hour?
He wants the party to step up its media game, which he calls the more than doors strategy.
Although we do a very effective job of showing up year-round to make sure that we are talking to folks at their doorstep, we have not been as competitive in other forms of media, be it traditional media sometimes, cable news. Fox News has an overwhelming audience, but especially in digital media.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. Remicker will take the torch from Ben Wickler 1 week from today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game 2 of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing 6 of their last 8 games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score 2. We score 2. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. That's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just one pick in the second round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest-grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. More scattered storms tonight, low in the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.